Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Let's be fair. If you're going to play the Shine clip, which is fine, 0% he says. And I think we could all agree, all right, that's being a little extreme because anything can happen any given year. But Evan, what truly is the percentage you would put on it? If we all agree zero is ridiculous, because you're talking about, I just want to paint the picture.
Yeah.
This team now, we went from, oh, they're a lock, the American League stinks. They're going to have to fight just to make the playoffs.
100%.
Then they're going to have to fight through teams that are probably going to be better than most of us think in the American League. And then they're going to have to fight for whatever lion comes out of the cage that is the National League.
Right.
To then, remember, it's not about making up. His thing was 0% chance to win the World Series.
Yeah.
So you go through all of that with the roster we know, which we don't even know what other injuries are happening. What percentage would you put on that? Be honest.
I'll give you the actual odds for them to win the World Series went from 7-1 to 9-1. So I think that's probably pretty accurate. I'd say they've got about a 10% chance to win the World Series, which is probably what it would have been. It would have been 15% before the injury. Remember, your odds of winning the World Series are never going to be 70%.
I know. That's why I think it's not crazy since here.
What are the Dodgers right now?
The Dodgers? 30? I think they're like 3-1.
Yeah, they're probably 3 or 4-1.
So it probably isn't that 30 range. But no, it is crazy to say zero.
I would say
zero.
Like, based on that, I would say like 2.5%.
Zero means it can't happen,
right,
bro.
Think about it. If it's 10% on their best day, I think things are going to keep steamrolling the other way. I just don't trust it. I don't trust those courts.
Okay,
Cashman.
But that's fine. But 0% means it cannot happen.
I know, and I'm telling you it can, but it's still very minimal.
That's fine. Adam Schein, who I respect, tapped out.
All right.
Well, he was like Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania against Kurt Angle. He tapped out.
Let's think about this rationally now. So we knew Giancarlo Stanton had an injury history.
Mm-hmm.
Did we not?
Yes.
Yes. So it happens. We kind of knew Luis Hill, even though he didn't get on a pitching innings limit last year, was likely dancing with danger, right? So he got hurt. And now we knew that Gerrit Cole was a little bit jacked up last year. He missed the first quarter of the season.
Sure.
Right? So like, it was inevitable that those three guys in particular, something might happen.
Right.
Right? But Sean's saying the rest of the team is going to fall apart. Who else are you worried about?
Okay.
Because I don't think anybody else has a history that's worryable. I know people want to say Judge and his injury bump. We all know the freak stuff that's happened to him.
Of course. I am worried about a freak injury to him. I'm worried about Carlos Rodon's back. I'm worried about forearm injuries to Max Fried. My point is,
He's never had forearm injuries.
Didn't he have a forearm injury last year?
No, he had hamstring injuries and blisters. He's had a blister every year for the last 6 years.
All right,
then he strained his hamstring.
Tiki has become a Max Friedologist.
I appreciate that.
Well, I looked it up yesterday. I know people always keep talking about him being hurt. Like, what did he do?
But my rebuttal of that would be, I agree with you on all three of those. The idea that all three, like three sevens on a slot machine, have hit before the season.
Yeah, and you're still the number one favorite to go win the American League.
And I'm saying based on roster, I still disagree with
those. This is why before all of this stuff happened, it was overwhelming that the Yankees were winning the American League. Overwhelming.
Yeah.
But you lose three of your top players, in essence, and you're still a favorite.
Well, because the Yankees went from being the clear team to beat in the American League to a team in the American League. Yeah, I admit it. It's certainly a lot closer now.
And I also think they didn't do enough to replace what they lost in the offseason.
But forget about what they lost in the offseason, because it's not about comparing yourself to last year, which I know you've done and a lot of Yankee fans have done. It's about comparing yourself to everybody else in the American League.
Goldie's going to hit 35 home runs.
But I'm very high on Goldie, so you know I agree with that sentiment. But what we don't do in baseball, more so than football, is we don't look at the other teams. We don't look at the Astros. We don't look at the Orioles. We don't look at the Red Sox. And we don't look at actually their rosters and their issues and actually compare. And I think in this poll that I put out and my explanation yesterday on who's the best team or who's the team to beat in the American League, if you take the time to do that, which people did, your answer is it's still the Yankees. 36% of people said the Yankees. 33% said others, so it was close. And then there's a huge drop-off to the Orioles at 20%, and 11% say the Astros. So the 33% that say other, they're probably split on a bunch of teams. Some may say Texas. Some may say Boston. Some may even say Detroit or Kansas City or whatever team you want to come up with.
I was just looking at their pitching staff.
The point is, it's a jumbled mess. So for Adam to suggest, or for you to suggest, it's over. They got 0% shot is lunacy. They're no longer the big bad favorite, but they're right there with every other flawed team in the American League. And I'm sick and tired after less than 24 hours of hearing a bunch of losers give up on their team. I mean, it's enough.
I've lowered the bar. I'm not being a loser. I told you, they're going to be a scrappy little engine that could choo-choo. That's going to be the theme of the season. I think Adam is being a little over-exaggerated when he actually stamps the claim 0%. But to me, like, I figuratively look at them at 0% knowing, like, of course they could have a chance. Of course everything could go right from here on out. But whether it's 2 to 5%, you know, 10% at best, that feels like zero with the way things
it's
are going.
It's not zero.
All right, so long-term prediction, Evan. How does the Yankee season end this year?
Well, I have not put together my official MLB predictions. Okay. I've been working hard on it.
But if you're going to crush anybody for saying they have no shot, I want to hear what you think.
I think they're going to be a playoff team. You want me to give you at least that? Is that enough for you today to say they're a playoff team? I will give you extent. You know the way I am. I'm anal. I'm like the Angels hat. I'm crazy about these predictions, right? Like, I'll go specific. I remember last year what I said about the Yankees. I was wrong, by the way. I said they're going to win the division. I was right about that. I said they'd win close to 100 games. Yeah, sort of right about that. And I said you'll inevitably lose to the Astros. I was wrong. Who knew the Astros were going to get picked off in the first round? So I'm specific, and I promise you I'll be specific. But I'll start with this. They're making the playoffs. To give up like a bunch of losers because they've been hit with injuries so far in spring training. It's like you're not looking at every... Are the Astros perfect?
No.
Are the Reds... All of a sudden, we're freaking kinging the Red Sox? Those frauds?
2 years ago...
Stop.
The Yankees did not make the playoffs.
I'm aware.
But that was extenuating circumstances.
And wouldn't we all agree now, no sort of win, they have a lot of extenuating circumstances that are starting to mount?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now,
I will admit this. If Aaron Judge goes down, they're screwed. Is that fair enough for you?
That would be the only way I would, I would co-sign what you're
but
saying.
But you even said, Evan, when they missed the playoffs 2 years ago, it wasn't just about Aaron Judge
down. It wasn't just about Aaron Judge.
Which prompted the Soto addition.
I understand that. I'm giving you my honest opinion on this team. They went from being the best team to a team in the American League. If you took away Aaron Judge, I think it's probably too much for them to overcome. So that's all I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
But I think they're a playoff team. Yes, I do. And I'm not saying that to be nice. I'm not saying that to like, oh, I want to pat the head of the Yankee right. fan. I'm giving you my honest baseball opinion. But you guys are so emotional right now. You're tapping out like Shawn Michaels to Kurt Angle.
Because this is what's pissing me off.
That's what I think of when I think of tap outs.
From IBOs and non-Yankee fans alike. And I'm all good if you want to be a positive Yankee fan going forward. I wish I could share that and hopefully I get there. But you can't have it both ways.
Both ways what?
The Yankee fan in this town can't be called arrogant. Oh, how dare you talk like this? And then the moment that now several things have mounted and the Yankee fans go, you know what? I don't like this team. Suddenly we're negative and we're the problem.
You know what I hate about that?
You can't have it both ways,
bro. Here's what I hate about that argument. That you can't have it both ways, the arrogant, the fight. Who are you talking to right now?
I'm talking to you and IBO.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wait, you're the one telling us stop being negative.
So if you're gonna
we're pumping our chest, be like, American League.
That would be as not an IBL though. That would be as a Met troll.
No. When I've defined the American League the way I've defined it, which I did just now in talking about you still being the team to beat in the American League, it's not trolling. It's the real opinion.
No, it has nothing to do with trolling. No, you miss what I'm saying. When you're saying stop worrying, you're being an IBL. When you're saying, stop beating your chest, Yankee fan, you're not that good, you're being a Metro.
Well, but this is the part that bothers me. You're arguing with me, right?
Are we having an argument right now? I'm hoping the Evan Roberts, not
okay.
the Ian.
Are you arguing with Tommy right now? Doesn't seem like you are. You're arguing with me, right?
Yeah.
You can argue with Tommy in 5 minutes if you want. You're arguing with me. You're not arguing with him.
Yeah, we're not doing Big Brother now.
Okay, you're not arguing with...
I was just going to ask a couple questions.
You're not arguing with... when you guys argue, do that. But right now, it's me and you.
Sure.
Look into my eyes.
I'm looking
at you. Are you arguing with Sal Licata right now?
Sal?
Yeah, you're arguing with him?
No,
you're arguing with me.
Yes.
Okay. Are you arguing with Craig Carton right now? Oh, that's right. He's a Yankee fan. Screw him. Are you arguing with Joe Beningo right now?
No.
You're arguing with me. Are you arguing with Mario732 on Twitter, or are you arguing with me?
Both of you.
You're only arguing with me.
Okay.
So do me a favor. When you decide to argue with me,
I'm here.
Don't bring up points other people make.
I brought up your point.
I make.
I brought up your point.
When have I talked about you beating your chest?
Your point. When we talked about the Yankees last year making the World Series and you carried it over, you have referenced several times to the point it's pissed me off as a Yankee fan, the weakness that is the American League, okay? You have used that to inflate the Yankees, and in essence, by doing that, you may not realize you're doing it. You're telling us, hey, you remember, you went through the weaker league. You did it last year.
No, you did.
You may not remember you did, but that's why I'm arguing with you about it.
No, I did. I gave my opinion on the league. I also made it very clear to Yankee fans and the Met fans who like to pop their mouth all the time that I'd rather be in a crappy league and win the pennant. I don't care. And no one should take anything away from what the Yankees accomplished last year just because the league sucks. Me saying the league sucks is not trolling. Me saying the league sucks is, I'll say it again, my opinion about the American League, which I'm telling you, I swear to the baseball gods, dear baseball gods, please move the Mets to the American League. I'd rather be in the American League.
But that's
the
point. You're using it on both sides of the argument. You can't do that,
It's not an argument.
I'm lost by what you're arguing, Sean.
Exactly. I'm not, my opinion on the league is not trolling, and it's not beating your chest. The Yankees accomplished a lot last year. It's just, this is why you're a favorite. Who cares?
2 months ago, I sat in that chair before Cinco, and you argued when I said, who were the best teams coming into the offseason that could contend? I had the Yankees number two behind the Dodgers. I was confident then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were fifth.
You looked at me dead in the eye and said, they are not better than the Phillies, the Mets. I forgot.
Spot the line. What does that have to do with this? What the hell does that have to do with
this? Stop interrupting. I'm leading the horse to water
here. Go, lead him.
Your point was, how could you be so positive at the Yankees or put them ahead of these teams? They're only good because of the league. And now I'm sitting here telling you, you knocked me down for that. Now I'm going around, I'm negative about the team, and you're telling me, you know, you can't be negative. Which do you want? You want the Yankee fan to wave the pom-pom because the league's bad? Or do you want the Yankee fan to be negative?
I'm going to let you finish on that because I think your point makes no sense. Go ahead.
It doesn't make any sense. Because regardless of what Evan is trying to make you feel, the American League is weaker than the National League. So even if he said the Yankees are fifth in Major League Baseball, it doesn't matter because the top four in the National League. He's only talking about the American League.
Thank you, Tiki. Thank you.
So it doesn't matter. In every part of the argument, you're knocking out The National League. That's not what we're talking
the
about.
The National League and the New York Mets are relevant to this discussion, and I know why this is difficult for you, because a lot of my brethren always like to make it about us versus them.
Mm. I mean, who would do such a thing?
There's that guy. And you two can
generational
argue.
Generational talent.
You two could argue about it, and you should. Okay,
but don't argue
with me about it, because I've made it very clear my opinion on the New York
Yankees. To be clear, now we admit there was already five teams better than them.
Correct.
One of them they're going to end up facing the World Series if they got there and still have to get through. But there's no we can't say 0%.
But hold on, Sean, it doesn't matter if there are five teams better than them, because there's only one of those teams that they can possibly face.
But it matters if the argument is you're an idiot for saying it's 0%.
Because I'm saying how many
obstacles, and then you get to that one.
It's one National League team you have to beat if you're in the World Series, not five of them. If I said to you today, the Yankees are the ninth best team in baseball, but they're the best team in the American League. Now, I don't actually believe that, but let's just say I argued the Mets are better, the Braves are better, the Phillies are better, the Cubs are better, the Dodgers are better, the Padres are better, the Giants are better, the Diamondbacks are better. All those teams are better than the Yankees.
Then my answer to you would be it's close to 0% they're winning a World Series.
That's such a ridiculous point. You're so wrong. So you're the ninth best team in baseball. You're the best in the American League. You don't have to beat nine teams. You got to beat one team.
Right.
Got to beat one team if you get to the World Series. It may not be the Dodgers.
So doesn't matter if the second place team or the runner-up in the NLCS or the loser in the division around the National. It doesn't matter if they're actually better than you, because you're not facing them.
Exactly.
We're talking about the New York Yankees vis-a-vis the American League. That is it.
Now, if you two want to fight about this, we'll set up a time.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.